I would say it was another strong financial year for the Packers. Kind of the second year now after pandemic with normal operations. National revenue continues to grow, really led by the television contracts, the TV deals. I think this past year was the last year of the old deals, and the new deals are kicking in, will kick in next year. And those are long-term arrangements. I think the TV deals have been obviously very positive for the league. The ratings have been extremely strong. And I think the league's been smart with the movement to streaming and Amazon, and that was very positive, the Thursday night package. Local revenue did grow, although at a smaller rate, you could see, than at the national level. One of the issues there was one less home game, because we played in London, so we had one preseason game at home and eight home regular season games rather than the total of 10, which is normal. I think, and I mentioned it before, the combination, we're in a great position, I think, to provide football all the resources they need to be successful, and also to continue to invest in Lambeau Field and the community. The real keys, I think, for us and for the league as a whole and every team is the combination of the long-term collective bargaining agreement, a 10-year agreement, I think we have 8 years remaining, and then the long-term media deals, which we've had and will continue to go forward. In terms of the investments in Lambeau Field, over the last 2 years, we will have invested approximately $200 million. And that's a combination of really three different projects. The new football facility, which just opened up, our coaches are in there now. The new video boards, and then a series of renovations to our concourse. And so it's been $200 million over the last 2 years. And then really when you go farther back, it's a total of $600 million since the redevelopment in 2003. And so that's, then I think one of the nice things there is obviously the sales tax and the investment in Lambeau Field for the redevelopment was very positive, but we have not had to go back. There's no public money. It's all Packers money going in that $600 million. We also continue to invest in the community. The charitable impact this year was just under $10 million, so that's a high priority for us. Foundation, we continue to make $5 million contributions, and the corpus of that, the endowment's around $50 million, so that's a high priority for us. The other thing I would say is we view Titletown as part of a community investment. We just celebrated our fifth year anniversary since the opening of Titletown. And over that time period, we've invested, all of the parties, including the Packers, have invested $300 million in Titletown. So I think it's a great community asset. I'll let Paul or Mike talk about kind of the financial performance of Titletown, but I think it's been instrumental. It's instrumental in a number of different things. I think that was really a key aspect of being able to get the draft to come here in 2025. I think having Titletown, as well as a Russ Expo and obviously Lambeau Field, I think that really had a big impact in terms of being able to draw that or have that event here in 2025. I also think Titletown, it was mentioned in the U.S. News and World Report that ranked Green Bay as the number one city to live in, mentioned Titletown. So very, very pleased with that.